Brendan Rodgers, a first win over Galway in 14 years. Was it something you thought about much? Because it's a bit of a monkey off the back, I suppose. Or how relevant is it?
Probably not really relevant. In terms of this team, we played Galway twice, and that's the most of it. You're looking at the likes of Dermot Baker there has never played against a Galway team. So, you know, when you have a lot of younger players that don't carry any baggage because age profile and stuff, it's almost like water off a duck's back for them. And, look, two games is not overly significant when you're talking about history. So, yeah, I don't think it really matters for this playing group. I know it's brilliant for our newspapers and stuff like that, but no, it's not something that really bothered us. And I think we're developing as a team really well at the minute. And you don't really get bothered by those things because you've that much excitement with the players that you have that something can come out of it. And
Doesn't hold any relevance in Sunday down the tracks or anything like
not
that.
Not even, like, and it doesn't even change your style of play. It doesn't change your approach. Like, what? Nothing structurally in terms of how you want to set up, how you want to play, matters when it talks about previous games. You can go out the next day and win as handy as you can lose, depending on your attitude. And attitude's the biggest thing, whether you're clued in or not. You know, look at the result last night. We're Kerry slightly off it, probably, but on another day, would that be the scoreline? Absolutely not. Like, so it just depends on how organised and stuff you are in the day, and that's really all it is.
You spoke about this group. This group has now got 8 wins out of 8 this season and safe in Division 1 with the chance to look forward to a final. That has to be satisfying from the group, I would imagine.
It's a start you want. A lot of difficult teams to try and overcome, especially in your first year in Division 1. I think Chrissy's the only one who's played Division 1 football in this entire team, maybe Kieran McFaul as well. So it's good to have that bit of momentum for all these guys to experience the winning habits. And it's definitely a good place to be. You don't want to be scrambling for points late in the league.
And looking forward to next week, Dublin coming to Celtic Park is another great occasion. The one last year was a great night. How important is a game of that magnitude to this team's development, I suppose?
Oh, it's lethal. Look, you think of the crowd that was there last year. I suppose Dublin's coming off the back of that one last night that was very comprehensive, and like we would hope that another crowd can come out and support, and what will turn out to be hopefully another good game, because that's what you want. You want to be in full capacity stadiums, you want to get the full support, you want the noise to be there, and you want to be playing in big moments against big teams. So it'll be another good experience for this bunch, definitely.
And a lot's made of people saying it's only the league, this type of thing, and championships obviously the big picture, but you're bound to be going for every game. Like, it has to be. It's probably spoken about too much.
It's
a short enough season. You need to get momentum, I suppose.
Oh, very much so. But hey, it's only in the league when you're winning, and it's the most important thing in the world when you're losing. So we're not too far away from understanding that when things are going bad in the league, it's very hard to turn it around. With the way the condensed season ends, it's shorter. Momentum's a big thing. It's very hard to get back in a short period of time. So you don't want to be scrambling those last 4 weeks between league and championship to try and find momentum. It's a very tricky place to be.